Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Nun Vav, and we are on Nun Hey Mabez, and today is one of the dafim in Shas. There are a number of them related to Breira, as we alluded to yesterday. But there was one source that I forgot to mention, not yesterday, but 2 days ago. I said I was going to start this year 2 days ago with a source, and I forgot, so just do it today, and then we'll get back to our discussion. And that is, yes, on daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, we had Reish Lakish's comment that when the non-Jews, when the Nachram went into the Heichal and they saw the Kruvim Meurin Zebazeh and they were intertwined, they took it out to the Shuk and they said, "Oh, this is what the Jews are involved in. This is what the great Jews, whose Birchas and Bracha and Kalas and Klal are involved in." And the Gemara quoted the pasuk in the first parak in Eicha, "Kol mechabdeha hiziluha ki ra'u ervasa." And they disgraced us because they took this as a siman of Jews being involved in disgusting acts and illicit issues. But really, at root, it was something beautiful, which they made fun of. And related to this is the Hakdama of the Nesivus of Rabbi Yaakov Milisa to Shir HaShirim. As we know, Shir HaShirim is the love story between, is a mashal of the love story between Am Yisrael and Hashem. It is written in graphic form, but Rashi points out in his Hakdama to Shir HaShirim, I think is the only sefer in Tanakh, which Rashi has a separate introduction for. It's not printed in all Mikros Gedolos, but in certain ones you find the Rashi, that he says, you have to know, you have to understand the literal translation, and then you have to realize that it's all a mashal, and it's Chas V'Shalom should be understood as a related between a human being, a human man and a human woman. It's really only a mashal between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Just similar to what we had yesterday in terms of what the Badim looked at sticking out of the Aron, Kedadei Ha'isha, meaning that it's nourishment, meaning that it lets us survive. So really the entire Sefer, that's what's a big controversy in halachic literature about using psukim from Shir HaShirim to describe the love between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, putting psukim of Shir HaShirim on wedding invitations, on benchers, right, that is not so simple, or even singing psukim of Shir HaShirim, which kavana, like at a chuppah, you know, that is all a discussion. The poskim say whether that's appropriate or not, because really it is specifically the mashal and shouldn't be understood just literally, because then we might get a misunderstanding. So in the Hakdama to his commentary on Shir HaShirim, Yaakov Milisa, the Nesivus, says that the physical relationship between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, is something very beautiful. But it's something that is underappreciated. That is an understatement, in our society. And he gives the mashal. He says, first he says, "Ba'avonaseinu harabim, hirshiu anashim, ad shenisharu rak al taiva hachomrius lavad." It just has the physical negative connotations. Uki'ilu, it's as if you get the impression, lo nivru rak laze ki yitziras habehemos. Vehema mislach lachim umizaha min atzman b'tai vasam. Yoser mi behemos, abishamita min atzman b'tumas neshecha v'irehem v'achilasam ki tzoa masim t'meim. Right, you get the impression, like the certain other religions believe, that the holiest level that one could reach is when they do not get married, and they stay celibate their whole life, and they go, and they don't talk, and they don't eat, and they're not involved in the world. Judaism does not believe in that. Moshe Rabbeinu was an exception to the rule. But the holiest rabbis throughout the generations, they were married, they had families. That's the highest level, and that's what we believe. But you get a misimpression looking around the world today. Explains the Nesivos based on a mashal. Namshil azeh b'migdal shahayim melachto v'noi tavniso nitale alkol. There was a tower. That was a gorgeous, beautiful tower. And everybody from all over the world used to come in to visit the tower and see it. And it was a tourist attraction. And everybody used to come. It was beautiful. It had beautiful bricks and beautiful designs. No'eh umuhudar. And it was mamash banui l'talpiyot. And that was the situation. Finally, someone said, you know what, this tower is gorgeous. Let's make a picture of the tower so we can send it also to others around the world, people who can't physically come and see the tower, so they'll also be able to enjoy it. So they got an amazing artist to capture the tower in a picture. And the picture is amazing. The night before whatever it was going to be sent out, a bandit, the vandals come in and scribble all over the picture and color on it and pour ink on it. And now you look at the tower, it looks disgusting, it looks terrible. It looks like it's not beautiful. And all of a sudden, when the people see this picture of the tower, all of a sudden, they don't only think the tower is not beautiful, the picture, but they think the tower itself is like, wow, this is gross, this is dirty. What, this is something beautiful? But really, it's just the picture. It's really what the people did to it. Inherently, the tower is still the same gorgeous, amazing tower. But it's just what people have done to it, the vandals. Says that's the physical relationship today. Or not only today, throughout history between a husband and a wife. The physical relationship is something beautiful. Getting married is called kiddushin. There's many halachas that have to do with it, to sanctify it. But bizman hazeh, it has been schlepped down to the gutter. It is become dirtied and sullied and used inappropriately. Right? It goes back a little bit. It goes back already to the chait of Adam and Chava. Right? Before the chait, right? They were naked. V'lo yisboshashu. And the Sfarno there says that every body part was equal. There was no difference between noses and arms and eyes and other body parts. They were all there to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was only after eating from the Eitz Hadas and all of a sudden we have a concept of tznius. We have a concept of appropriate and inappropriate coverings. And after that, Rachman al-Assam, the world obviously has taken it to the next level in not viewing it in the way that it should be viewed. But Judaism believes it is something beautiful, it is something special, and that's exactly what happened in the Gemara. They took it out and said, oh, what's going on here? But we say, yes, that's Kedusha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael are together, and the symbol of that are the Kruvim that are hugging each other, that is something very beautiful that we believe in. Okay, so that is just related to 2 days ago's daf. So now we get back. Let's go back to Nun Hayim Abayz, where we're up to. Again, there's important issues that come up here today. So we mentioned the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. How many stands there were outside the Heichal that hold the blood? The Rabbanan say 2 stands. No problem. 2 stands. You sprinkle the blood of the cow, the par. You take that out. You put the blood of the par down, and you pick up the blood of the Sa'ir, and then you go in and do your job. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. There was only one. It's only one that you have to first pick up. If there's only one, there's only room for one. You have to pick up, he says, the Kohen Gadol picks up first the par of the Seir before putting down the blood of the par. So the Gemara here is interested. Why does he say only one? What's the why? The Rabbanan say two. It's much simpler to have two. Why only one? So suggestion number one we had was because he does not think that writing on the kalim would prevent mistakes. The Kohen Gadol is having a day that he has to be very focused. And Rabbi Yehuda less like ksiva. And as we'll talk more about B'Shem on today's daf, he does not think that ksiva would help the Kohen Gadol remember the difference between the two. And therefore, you only have one, so he'll make sure to pick up the one and put the other one down, no problem. So the Gemara said, but the Mishnah in Shkalim sounds like he does hold that Ksiva works. Ksiva allows us to say this is for these birds, this is for those birds. So Ksiva does work. So the Gemara, and this is what we're up to, the Gemara said, oh, another svar for Rabbi Yehuda. Why does he only say one? Because Gzera meaning. What do you mean one? Let's go back for a minute. The source that we're trying to figure out first to relate to our Mishnah is what he says in Maseches Shkalim, and that is when you have pushkas, you have shofaros. In the Beis HaMikdash, you only had one for kinei nedava, not for kinei chova. Why not? So number one, we were worried about ta'aroves. Related to that, we got into ksiva. But then we rejected that, and we say number two, gzera mishum chata shemesu ba'alel. About 5 lines up from the bottom. We're worried that if you have this shofar, and a woman put in her money for a set of birds, maybe before the Kohanim get to do it, she's going to die. And then this is chata shemesu ba'alel, how one of the chatos mesos, if it gets mixed up inside, then the whole pushka is ruined. Are we really worried about Misa, Mechashina? We're not worried about Misa. So the Gversari said at the end of yesterday's shiur, well, maybe there's a difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur. So says the Gversari, no, so you have to view this as cases of Yechidim, because they're each in their own package, as Tosfos said in Amun Aleph, so it's all Yechidim. So the Gemara couldn't have answered that. So what does the Gemara answer? Are we worried about Misa or not? So the Gemara said, we're not worried about Misa, if we don't know if it happened. But here we know it happened. We know what happened. That's the case. Mishum chada shemesu balei avadai. That's the case that we are worried about. If you look at the other Tosfos v'hatznan, the second Tosfos says, if you look in the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, which talks about whether you are worried whether a person is still alive or not, the Gemara says there, you're only not worried if the person hasn't reached 80. Lo higia l'gvuros. as it's called in the Gemara. But Higiel Gvuros, lo. But if somebody was already Higiel Gvuros, then there's no Chazaka. Halavai, everybody should live till 120. But you may should say to Shivim Shana, Vimigra Shvanim Shana, but there's a certain level that, you know, as we get closer. So Tosfos asks, Vim came Nema Demishum. So maybe why doesn't the Gemara answer here? Maybe there's an 80-year-old Zava. Maybe there is someone else in here that's Higiel Gvuros. And maybe they died. So Tosfos gives the answer. V'yesh lomar, he said, Eino svara delechish kulehai, delo shchichahu. Number one, it's not so shchiach. Not so shchiach to have that. Inami Tosfos says, maybe the only limitation over there is because we're talking about Eishes Ish. Talking about Hilchas Gittin. That's why there's more of a serious issue. But by Hilchas Karbanos, you know, there's no chilek. Even a Higiel Gvuros, if a person is going strong at 82 years old, you know, Baruch Hashem, let him go for more and more. And the only worry is, fundamentally, there is no worry. We just have a higher standard when it comes to Eishes Ish and Gittin. Okay, let's continue now where we are up to. So says the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. The Nivrar Ba'azuze. So what happened? We're saying that, why doesn't he have a shofar filled with money for Chataos of Chova? Because, we need the Kine Chova. Because, what if the woman dies? And you know the woman dies, then all the other ones are going to be mixed up, and they're going to have to throw them all out. Not throw them out, but deal with them. The Nivrar, so what's the problem? Just take out four Zuz, take out the ones that, again, it must not have her name on it. They're in separate packages, but it doesn't have her name on it because that would be easy. So, v'nivrar arba azuzei, v'nishtei b'maya, just take out four, v'hanach nishteru, the other ones would be mutter. What's the problem? Why can't that work? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda lesle breira. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a breira, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that a later clarity can be seen, the roots of that can be seen in the past, and therefore, when you take out the four azuzim, who says that's this woman's? The woman that died. It could be any woman because of Ein Breira. And now the Gemara is going to get into Breira. But first, a couple of other important discussions right here on this Gemara. It's kind of two opposite discussions. Number one, the Gemara was worried that there is this manich gzeira mishum chata shemesu ba'aleha. Asas vasemes, what about bittul barof? What about bittul? What about the bittul? Well, there's no bittul by coins? That is one day elsewhere in the Gemara. Maybe there's no bittul by coins. Certain items are significant independently. And there's no bittul. Some on a daraisa level, most on a drabana level. Chaticha rui l'skabed, and birya, and davash yesh l'matirin. Those are all, at least the first two for sure, are drabanan. So maybe it's not bittul. Nesvasemis does not go down that road. He says, kasha delifta baruba. And then he quotes someone that asked at the end of Shir yesterday, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says min bamino is lo batil, which B'ezras Hashem we're going to get up to soon, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that something in its own type is not batil. We're going to get to the two dams, the dam of the seer and the dam of the par. So Rabbi Yehuda holds dam bamino is lo batil? No, but Rishonim say that yavish be yavish, he agrees it is batil. What if there's two dry items? It's not liquid that's getting mixed in with each other. So basically, why don't you say batil works? V'yesh lomar, says Tzvas Emes, fascinating suggestion. Kivan de efshar below shofaros, you have a choice here. You could have two shofaros. You don't have to have one where everything gets mixed in, because it's possible, havi kemevatel isro l'chadchila. It's like you're being mevatel in isro l'chadchila. We know that there's a pasuk in the Torah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to follow the majority. Acharei rabim lahatos. And that includes bittel. And the poskim say that it's a bona fide halacha. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody does not rely on bittul, choshin chayshin and shem apikarasu, because this is a rule of bittul, rely on bittul, and there's no lechadchila not to rely on bittul. If halacha said it's mevutal, you're saying that no, I'm going to be machmir. So you're saying that there's no such thing as bittul because you're saying the item still exists. It's not true. The Torah says it does not exist. So that's how you have to act. And if you don't, then you're denying that din of the Torah. That's a Pesachei Tshuva. But that's if bittul happens memela, as it always happens. But the halacha is ein mevatzlin isra l'chadchila. What if I want a little tangy, non-kosher, little bit of texture in my food? So I'm going to take less than 1/60th of whatever it is and put it in. That I'm not allowed to do. Ein mevatzlin isra l'chadchila. Because you rely on bittul only if it happened by mistake, memela. But not if you do l'chadchila. Rove Rishonim assume that is an isra d'rabanan. That is what we assume. There's a Ravid in the Isser Mashahu who says it's an Issa Daraisa. But we assume Eim Baal Nisa L'Chachila is an Issa Darabanan. There are Chilukim within Eim Baal Nisa L'Chachila. But what about Yisurei Darabanan versus Yisurei Daraisa for sure Eim Baal Nisa L'Chachila? What about Yisurei Darabanan? You ought to be Eim Baal Nisa Darabanan L'Chachila? Right, this is one of the issues related to, I think it's Worcester sauce, that has some little bit of fish in it. And the question is, could you eat that with meat? But that's not an issur d'oraisa. It's a d'rabbanan. It's a chamir. It's a mishum sakana, eating fish and meat. Is that usur? Is that better? Is that worse? What percentage are you allowed to put in? You know, is it l'chadchila, giving a heksher to a company that does it less than the amount? This is a big discussion in the halacha l'maisa realm for kashrus organizations. But this is what the Sfas Emes says. If I know that this is going to happen, and I set up a situation where there's a good chance if a woman's going to die, there's going to be bittul. So maybe that's considered mevatlan iser lechadchila. Maybe it's considered that. And then at the end, he says, what if you don't say that you're not actually doing it? So he gives another possibility. The Efshalomar. He says there's another possibility. Kivan dema'os konos mi da'oraisa. That's Emes is quoting major Shas topics in this answer. We know on a da'oraisa level, Gemara discusses about Metzia, Daf Mem Zayin. If I paid for something, I give money for something. I'm buying a watch. I give you money for the watch. And you say, you know what? I'm just going to get the watch in 10 minutes. I've just got to run to do something. Is it my watch yet? Is it my watch before I get that? If I pay for something, I don't get it yet. So Rabbi Yochanan holds and we paskin on a d'oraisa level, yes. Achokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. D'oraisa is mine. Ma'os konos mi d'oraisa. Mi d'rabbanan, we say ma'os einan konos. Why? Because what if something happens to the watch before I get it? You're not going to be so moser nefesh for that watch because it's my watch now. So what if somebody's going to rob it? What if there's a fire? So you're not going to be so moser nefesh for it. Maybe chashina shem enisrufu chitech ba'aliyah, the Gemara says. You're worried. So that's why on a d'rabbanan level we say moser not konos. It still belongs to the other guy until he gives it to you. But if Moser Konos Da'oraisa, says the Sfas Emes, maybe that's why the Kinim already really belong to the women. Kiva, the Moser Konos Da'oraisa, Imkein Miyad Kishinosi Namos Lashofar, Nikne Lo Memele Kan Echad, Miyilishkas Agizbar. Really, the bird belongs to the woman. Velachain Shapir, Kishayesh Echad Shemesu Baal of Mitzlach, Alalishka Shalakinim. It's not just a money issue here, it's a bird issue. The bird in the kingdom and all the birds in the bird coop in the Beis HaMikdash, now you have a bird that's mixed up. And that's a bittul problem because that's a Baal Chai. Baal Chaim are not batel. In a batelim. So that's the two suggestions of the Sfas Emes that, number one, again, maybe it's Eim Avat L'Nisal Chachila, and that's why bittul wouldn't work. And number two, maybe Ma'us Konos, and therefore on a Daraisa level, it already goes, the birds are already nicknet to the women, and that's the problem. That's the problem. That's why they're all mixed in, and that's why bittul shouldn't work. That's one discussion. The other discussion, which is kind of the opposite discussion, on the next line, what's the problem?
No, because it's the money we're talking about.
It's the money, but the money are
it's
basically
representing the
it's representing the kanim. But so then, right, it's a question of if you have something that represents the other one. No, they're all mixed up in the kan. You have all the birds mixed up in the kan. So one of those are labeled for this woman already. So the kanim can't just say, I'm giving this l'shem mishahu, because if it's for the woman who died already, then it's chulin shenishchutu shem nimlaku ba'azara.
The tiporim are sitting in separate.
I don't know. I don't know if they're in separate coops. They're all in the coop. I'm not sure. But you're right. But it's a step removed. It's a step removed. The other discussion is also a very important discussion on the next line of the Gemara. And this is the last point before we get into Breira. Or it's related. Actually, it's related to Breira. And that is, what does the Gemara say? Okay, so just take some out and throw it away. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that because ain la Breira. So Tosfos in Temura Daf Lamed. The Tosfos Arash here. The Ritva here. All ask the same question. How do we put together the principle of Breira and the principle of Bittul? Breira means if I clarify something later, then I'm able to see the roots of that in the past. So ask all the Rishonim. Let's say I have something not kosher that fell, a non-kosher hamburger that got mixed up with all of my kosher hamburgers. So, and it's not enough to be Bittul. Not enough. Please, less than roof. Let's say it's low, less than whatever the shear is. So why can't I just take one out? According to the opinion that says, yesh breira, that we're allowed to see the roots of something later, that when there's clarity, earlier the roots inside, why don't I just say, take one out, okay, now it's mutter. Now the whole thing is mutter, I got the isser out. That's the question of Tosfos and Temura, that's the question of the Tosfos Arashir. Why is that? Why doesn't that work? So Tosfos says one answer in Tmura Daflamid, and the Ritva says a different answer right here. Those are the two sources we got to know. Tosfos in Tmura Daflamid says no. Of course not. Then the whole principle of Machalas Asuros would be finished. Well, you could always take something out and say, oh, now it's Mutter, according to the Ben Yesh Brera. No. The only tenet, so Tosfos says, very mistaver, Omri Mori, Klal Gadol Bedin Zeh. Let me say a Klal Gadol. Divadai. Kol davar shehuvrar har iser mitchila. V'yachar kachnis arev beheter lo samchina na brera. Brera is only when something is not clear, and then you make it clear. But if something is clear, and then it became not clear, so now you're going to make it clear, who says the second time of clarity is the same as the first time of clarity? Yeah, and something that was usser. If something's usser before it falls into the tarovas, you can't rely on brera in that case. Can't rely. The only suggestion here is, when the money went in, it wasn't labeled yet. That's why there was a possibility of relying on brera, and we said, oh, it's according to the opinion of Leslie Brera. But if something is usser to begin with, you can't rely on Bittel and Brera for that. That's usser. Now he says, Kivan, kol davar shehuvrar har iser mitchila. V'yachar kachnis arev beheter lo samchina na brera. Kivan te ta'aruvaso haya be'iser. Aval hani ta'aruvaso and beheter. Kiyo yisir lo haya mavurah kodem ta'aruvaso. Ula'achar ha-ta'aroves nola de'iser o samchina na brera. That is Tosfos and Tmura Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. That is something that we have to mention. So, I don't remember all of them, but so far we did in Maseches Yuma, in the first 54 blot, two important Tosfosim in Maseches Tmura. Which Tosfosim? This one in Tmura Daf Lamed, and if you remember way back, a couple weeks ago, Tmura Yudalad Amabes, where we spoke about Dvarim Shebechsav, Iyatai Rishar Lomer and Alpeh. We spoke about saying Dvarim Shebechsav Alpeh, and Tosfos there says maybe that's only when you want to be Motzi somebody else. And that's why Psukah de Zimra and all these other items, you could Kriya Shema, you could say yourself. It's only if, so you have to be Motzi. Then they have to be reading from a klaf. By Megillas Esther. By Kriya Satorah, it's fine. It's a Chovetz Hatzibra. But let's say some shuls have the Haftorah. Everybody says it themselves. So that was the other, again, there are other Tosfos in Tmura that are also, but we've mentioned two, right? Tes Yudal and Mabez and Daflam Amalaf. Okay. So Basar B'Chalav is a big issue, because Basar B'Chalav is, there's no Isser beforehand. It's Nikar as Basar, or as Chalav, so that's a good question. That's a big discussion. Whether Basar B'Chalav, where would that fall? Where would that fall in terms of, you know, taking Bittel versus Brera? The Ritva quotes the Tosfos, the Ritva here quotes the Tosfos in Tamura, and he says, V'ein Dvarim Elu Mechuvarim. I don't agree. Because you find sometimes that Brera is applied even if something is nikar beforehand. The Bekali Sur and Shabbat Torah, Ein Hefresh, Be Nafal Ha Isser Beheter, O Shahaya Heter, Veneasar Mixasa Acharechain, Veino Nikar. You don't find a difference always between whether it was labeled Nikar Ha Isser beforehand or not. Kigon, Shenitzma Echen Mehem, O Shenasar Bekonam, O Mibne Chametz Bepesach, Vechayotibo. A similar example, Chametz. Chametz is, let's say something is what's called hetera bala. Before Pesach, it's chametz is not aser, and then all of a sudden on Pesach, it's aser, and there was chametz in there from beforehand. So again, so you see examples, and there you don't say, you can take one out. What do you mean? It was mutter beforehand. Why can't you just take one out according to Tosfos Svara? So it doesn't work in all cases. It sounds like a beautiful Svara, but the Ritva says it doesn't work in all cases. So vahadashani, so he says, vahanachon, tekushin hacha mitam brera. Why is this issue about Brera? What's the issue here? He says it's a special din, why we're relating Brera here and say, just take one out. Because, Tosfos in Tmura assumes that our Gemara is asking a general question about all problematic mixtures, just take one out, and that's why he has this problem. Tosfos says, no. When you have a mixture of Isser and Heter, you can't just take one out. Why here does the Gemara ask it? It's a special din here. When a woman puts the money in, she knows that the Kohen is going to act for her. And the Kohen is going to choose one for her. So maybe that's what's allowing you to take it out here. Maybe there's an umdana that whenever the Kohen takes one out, that was the das of the woman in the first place. By most mixtures, we don't foresee something being taken out of it. But here, shahanosnim os b'shofaros, aldas kohenim nosnim, shimos elu me'achshav, kifim ashayirtza kohen b'shas akrava. Uke'ilu hifrishim bailim l'chovas anashim hachayim dami. So it's a special din. Tosfos said, so the Ritva says, why don't you can generalize? It's a special, only here the Gemara asked this question. It's not a general issue about all problematic mixtures. That's an important machlokas between the Tosfos and Tzmura and the Ritva right here in Yumun and Hema base. Okay, let's get into Breira. So the Gemara said, we were already into Breira, but let's continue into Breira, which, by the way, the Yamshel Shlomo writes in Baba Kama, where he has his big discussions of Breira. He has 25 pages on Breira. I don't know if the Yamshel Shlomo wrote more on any other topic, but he writes, this is one of the hardest, most challenging to put together the 10 places where Breira comes up, from Nedarim, from Yumav, all the places, and coming up with rules and regulations and the distinctions. The Gemara has some distinctions, not here. The Gemara here doesn't, Bali Tosfos, as you see, have distinctions here, but we're going to talk about one distinction, which is the one Lomaisa that applies. But first, let's do the first case. So the Gemara here brings up Eiravin, is also Lamed Zayin, is the other big place that's Breira is discussed. So let's see. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. So how do you know that? How do you know Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of the principle of Breira? Ilema mehaditzan, is it from the following case? Halokeach yain mibein akusim. Erev Shabbosim chashecha. Somebody buys wine from Kusim. Remember Kusa, the nation that was put in to Eretz Yisrael, and they were not, they didn't have the most appropriate kavanas when they first came into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem sent the lions to scare them, and they then converted. Machlokas Tanoim, whether they were originally, yes, the motivation was not pure, but did they, Lamaisa, convert and they kept the mitzvahs, even originally, or not? Were Kusim Geirei Arayos or Geirei Emes, as the Gemara says elsewhere? Were they lion conversions or true conversions? Later on, they stopped keeping the mitzvahs Bechlal, according to everybody. But the Machlokas is what about originally? So, somebody buys wine from Kusim, they are not trusted to have been mafer shumas and maestras. It says Kusim here, the Rishonim point out, and not, let's say, Ame Haaretz, because Ame Haaretz, at least, we trust them to have taken off Truma Gedola. At least that. But Kusim, we don't think they took off anything, possibly. And it was Erev Shabbos and Chashecha, meaning it's getting late on Shabbos. I have no time. I have no time to take off shumas and maestras, and taking off shumas and maestras on Shabbos is an Isser Durabanan. It's a Durabanan of Tikkun. So, and I ran out of time. Why can't I do it quickly? Rashi says, I have no kelim. I have no kelim to pour my wine into. Right? Just practically, I have no kelim to do it, and therefore, I can't do it. So, okay, again, we had a kusim. Erev Shabbos and Chashecha, Omeid v'Omer. So, you're allowed to go to your bottle of wine. You have 30 seconds before Shabbos. So, I'm allowed to make the following declaration, and then I'm able to drink the wine. What do I say? Shnei lugin shani asil lahafrish. Two lugin that I'm going to be mafrish from this cup, harehin shuma. That's shuma, right? And that's in the bottom of the wine. Asara, what's asara? So that's 10%. So that's, or 10, Tosfos points out, really is 9.8 if you took off 2. So it's not dafka, but it basically means 10% of what's left, meiser rishon. Tisha, meiser sheni, because after that, u mechal v'shosem miyad, divrei Rabbi Meir. Mechal, machlokas, what mechal means? Mechal, according to Tosfos, means just gulp it down, drink it, no problem. Rashi says mechal means machalel. So now you've already designated meiser sheni, so at least you could do that. Switch the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni onto a couple of coins in your pocket. You have time for that, instead of just labeling it. So either way, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos is what the word Mechal means. And then drink it, Dibur Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda, Vereb Yossi, Vereb Shimin. We're on Amid Beis. Today we're spending most of our time on two Amid Beis. Osrin, so these three Tanaim say Asr. So what do you say? Why would it be Asr? Why would it be Asr to then drink the wine because of Alma Ein Breira? Just because later on I'm going to take the Truma and the Maiserisha, Maiser Sheni out, so that has no effects for the first moment. You cannot see the roots of the future event in the past. So you see from here, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. So that is why, in our case too, that's why he doesn't have the separate Kli, the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, for the Chatos, Kine Chatos, right? Because he's worried that if somebody dies, then it's going to be all mixed up and you get a hold of Ein Breira. The Gemara says, let's just finish the first one. Mimai, how do you know? That's no raya that he holds of Ein Breira. Maybe there's a different reason there. Mimai, Dilma Shani Asa. Maybe there's different because it's Dani Taima. The Machlokes, the conversation is quoted elsewhere. Amr lo Rebbe Meir, they said to Rebbe Meir, who said you could rely on this. Iatamoda Shemi Baka Hanod. Maybe the barrel's gonna break before you get to be mafrish v'nimsa shosa talam l'mafreya. If the whole thing breaks before you're able to be mafrish, then mimela l'mafreya, you will have drunk tevel. And Rebbe Meir answers back, "Amr lo, look, kashiyifka, okay, I'm not worried about it. When it breaks, I'll deal with it." but I'm not worried about it. So you see from that conversation, the issue here isn't one of Breira, conceptual, the issue is Lamaisa. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda does hold a Breira, but he's just worried that it's going to break. So that is knocked out. That's not a possibility that to prove that he doesn't hold a Breira. Very important, Rashba, in Meseches Chulin, on Daf Yudalit. The Rashba asks, so in this case, quoting, it's really the Ramban, he's quoting his Rebbe. The Ramban says there in Chulin, I'm reading it from the Rashba. Let's think about this case. So there's a possibility of Breira. I have a bottle of wine, and what am I going to do? I'm going to drink everything until the very end, and then whatever's left, it's going to be Truma, Maaser Rishon. There is a halacha by Truma called Shiareha Nikarin. You have to have the Shirayim that's Nikar. Meaning, let's say I want to give my entire field Truma. I love the Kohen I'm giving it to. I'm going to give my entire field Truma. You know what? If I do that, zero is Truma. Because I have to have Shiareha Nikarin. There's no Shir D'Oraisa of Truma. This we mentioned many times. On a D'Oraisa level, how much Truma? So what does the Gemara say? Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. Any tiny little, one piece of wheat, says Shmuel. Yes, the Tosfos Rid, the Notabi Yehuda. You have to give more of that to be Yosi, your mitzvah D'Oraisa of Nesina. But in terms of matering the field, one tiny little piece. So you can decide however much you want. On a D'Rabbanan level, 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. On a D'oraisa level, any amount. What if I want to give my entire field? Doesn't work. Because I need Shiareha Nikarin. I need, that's the definition of a hafrasha. You're mafrish something from the Shirayim. If you give everything, that's not called a hafrasha. That's a nesina, but that's not a hafrasha. Hafrasha is a separation. Good. Ask the Rashba. So here, when I do my actual hafrasha, there's nothing left. I drink all the wine. And then, at the end of, after Shabbos, I give what's left over. I give some to the Kohen, I give some to the Levi. There's no Shiareha Nikarin there. That's the Rashba's question. Says the Rashba, amazing answer. Dilomanda, and it's a machlokas. Let's say it's a machlokas, the Rashba and Rashi. The Rashba says, Lomanda Amar Yesh Breira, but Omer Shani Asil Hafrish Mahani. It still works. Tikashihu Mafrisho, Huvrar Hadavar Lamafreya, Shalmasha Hifrish, Chal HaMaiser, V'shiyareha Nikarin Hein L'mafreya, Af Alpi Shalohayu Nikarin B'shas Kriyu B'shas Shtia. Says the Rashba, that's the magic of Yesh Breira. Even though you're only doing the actual Afrasha later on, but when you drink the wine, it's as if it's already separated and you can already see it. When you drink it, it's already called Shiareha Nikarin. That's the Rashba right here. If you look at Rashi in Makos, where this is quoted, Rashi in Makos on the Yud Tesla Beis, Rashi says Beferish that this Mishnah Shnei Lukish Ani Yosel LaHafresh Harein Truma B'Mkoman Polig Alha Deloboish Ereisha Shiareni Karin Machlokes. Rashi says in Chinami according to Mandamar Shiareni Karin, even if you say Yesh Breira, it's not going to work. What's the Machlokes about? So the way this is said in the Olam HaYeshivos, Yesh Breira means you go backwards. The question is, do you go back? Let's say we have T1 and T2. We have T1 is the time that I drink the wine, and T2 is when I have a left and I give it to the Kohen. So fine, once I get to T2, Yesh Breira says, I can look back and say, oh, I see the roots of this in the past. But am I even allowed at T1 to see the roots of it? Or only once T2 comes, then I'm allowed to look back and say, oh, the roots were at T1. What's called, is it Mikano Lahaba Lamafreya? Or Lamafreya Lamafreya? Is it Mamish Yesh Breira? You are changing the past. It's as if Mamish, the Afrasha was done earlier. That's the Rashba. You had Shiareha Nikarin. What does Rashi say? No. Even if you say Yesh Breira, you don't go that far. No, at T2, you could say, okay, the roots were in the past, but actually, really? Like when you drunk the wine, that was Nikar? No, you don't go that far. Meaning, Mikano Lahaba Lamafreya. When you get to T2, you're allowed to look back and say it started at T1. But when you're at T1, you can't say, when T2 happens, okay, and Mama started at T1. Not just retroactively. Mikana Lahaba Lamafreya or Lamafreya Lamafreya. That's how it's said over, and that could be the machlokas between the Rashba and Rashi here. Is there a kiyum of Shiareha Nikarin in our case? Good. Next case of Breira. Number two. Says the Gemara, next try. Again, we're trying to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds a vain Breira. Elami Detani Ayo. Detani Ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Getting into Erevin. Remember the concept of Erevin, Erev Tchumen. Erev Chateris, Erev Tchumen. If I'm in a city and I want to travel outside the city, I could go 2,000 amos up until that point. If I want to go beyond that, I have to change my center of Shabbos. I have to change my Makom Shvisa. I put my Erev somewhere outside, and in that way I'm able to go 2,000 amos from that spot. But as we know, the halacha is, if I take from one side, I lose on the other side. If I put my Erev 1,000 amos out to the east of my city, so now I can go 3,000 amos east, I can only go 1,000 amos right the other way because it's cut off, right? That's the concept of Erev Tchumen. So what happens on Erev Shabbos? I know I'm going to want to go somewhere, but I'm not sure which way. Let's say there's a great rabbi coming, and I'm not sure if he's going to the city on my east or the city on my west. I'm going to want to go hear the drasha tomorrow morning. I don't know which way he's coming, so what do I do? Says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah in Erevin. Elam ditani ayu, ditani ayu, or the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein adam masnal shnei dvarim ke'echad. A person cannot make a tnai on two things at once. Ela, im, what could he do? He can have a single statement. In Bachach on Lamizrach, Eruv on Lamizrach. Lamayrav, Eruvi Lamayrav. Ava Lakan Ulakan Lo. He can't do both. He can say if the Chacham comes to the east, then my Erev is to the east. If the Chacham comes Lamayrav, Eruvi Lamayrav, Ava Lakan Ulakan Lo. What is the difference between Lakan Ulakan? Let's see what Rashi says. Ein Adam Asal Shei Dvarim. Lohaniach Shnei Eruvin. What can't you do? Echel Lamizrach, Echel Lamayrav. To put out two Erevs. Two Erevs you can't do. Shema im yavo shnei chachamim, echa lemizrach v'echa lemayriv. Maybe if two come, v'lomar le'eza man she'er te'elich l'machar. I'm going to set these two, and I'm going to choose tomorrow. And whichever one I choose, that's the Erev that's going to work. No, that doesn't work, because that would require breira. Meaning, I have to go back. When Shabbos started, which was my makam shvisa? I can't choose that tomorrow, to the east or to the west. Well, no. Ella, what am I allowed to do? Fourth line of Rashi, skinny line. Ela al chacham echad ve'ene yodea le'eza ruach yavo masnef. You know, if a chacham is coming, you're just not sure which side he's coming to. So that's what I'm allowed to do. Masne in bala mizrach aruvi la mizrach. I'm going to set two, but there's only one. If he comes here, I'm going to go there. If he comes here, I'm going to go there. But my makam shvisa is said it's not two different rabbis coming. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Back to the Gemara. V'havinan ba, and the Gemara asked on that statement, Maishna lakan lakan delo. Why can't you do the case of two rabbis de ain brera? L'mizrach amayav nami ain brera. What do you mean? Even if there's only one, your makam shvisa is not clear. So what's the difference? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan kishekfar b'chacham. No, the case was the chacham is already has come. You're just not sure which city he has come to. So it's just lack of your das. It's not something that has to be created in the future. That's the case. But what do you see from there? That's the only case Rabbi Yehuda says is okay, meaning he holds a vain brera. You wouldn't be able to do and set any Erev that is not clear when Shabbos starts, meaning the reality is not clear. Either way, you don't know about it here. But that's accepted, that sheet of Rabbi Yehuda of ain brera.
You still have to set two...
You could set it, but it's clear. You just don't know. Your makam shvisa is known when Shabbos starts. There's nothing going backwards here. It's only your das that is lacking, but your makam shvisa is set when Shabbos starts. Therefore, there's no brera here. So we have proven Rabbi Yehuda holds of ein brera, and that's why in the case in Shkalim, he does not allow us to have a shofar for kine chova. Just before we get back to Yom Kippur application, there's just one other point. Again, we can spend hours and hours on Breira, as we have mentioned, but just one other point, and that is, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always likes to mention that there are the three sugyas that overlap, that the Rishonim discuss how you are mechalik between them, so are, at least in this context, Breira, Tnai, and Asmachta. Those are three sugyas where something in the future is affecting something that you have done in the past. And Tnaim, making a condition, that is a bona fide halachic institution that we learn now from B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. And that I can do. I can make conditions. I can make conditions on a marriage. I can make conditions on a Mekach u'Memka. I can make conditions. Why are in all conditions a problem of Breira? I'm selling this to you if it rains tomorrow. So we have no idea if it's going to rain tomorrow. So why isn't every condition a problem of Breira? That's a question that the Rishonim deal with. Just to give you two, and then, but again, an Asmachta. Same idea. I make a transaction today. That's the whole gambling issue in Maseches Sanhedrin, based on a future event. So those three sugyas overlap, and we showed him discuss. A tnai is something that works. Breira is a machlokes, and asmachta is also a machlokes. We pass an asmachta lokanya. So that is. Those are the three. Rashi says the difference between Tnai and Breira. Rashi, and this is machlokes. Rashi Ramban in Gittin Chafhei. Rashi says, well, it depends if it's in your control. If it's in your control, that is, says Rashi, that is Tanai. Masha'en kein Breira is out of your control. That's Rashi. The Ramban does not like it. What? If it rains tomorrow, that's out of your control. And that's a Tanai. That works. I can sell something to you on condition that it rains. So that's not the... So it must be something deeper in Rashi, which we're not going to go into now. But the Ramban himself says the difference between Tanai and Brera is Tanai is yes or no. If this, then yes, I'll be married to you. And if no, then no, I won't be married to you. That's a condition. And that's a lot to do. Brera is where there's two different things that... If this happens, then we're going to do A. If it doesn't happen, then we're going to do B. It's not just yes and no, positive and negative, but there are two different conditions, that two different results, not just opposite of each other. That's where you get into issues of breiras. That is, again, machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, and the Ramban and the Rashba and others. Again, there's lamaisa, what are we paskin? What do we paskin? So the Gemara says, this is what the Rishonim hold, bida oraisa ein breira. Daraisa context and bidurabanan yesh breira. That's generally what we paskin. And the Ran assumes that just because Savi Daraisa lechumra. The Amshal Shlomo one spot says no. Daraisa, that's the halacha. Daraisa is ein breira and durabanan is yesh breira. Okay. We continue. Vahashta damrina l'Rabbi Yehuda ein breira. So we prove it according to Rabbi Yehuda ein breira. So now let's get back to how do we get into this whole discussion. Rabbi Yehuda only has one stand for the blood on Yom Kippur. Haksiva islay. Yom Kippur, so, one second, so now we've changed. We rejected the first answer, so we've gone to the second answer, so he holds Ein Breira. So now let's get back to the other Ksiva issue. So we've proven from the other Mishnah in Shkalim that he holds that Ksiva is a good wake-up call for someone who could read and then remember what he has to do. So why, asked the Gemara, Yom Kippur Nami Nevitrei V'nichtav Alayu. So if he holds Ein Breira, and he holds, therefore, that Ksiva could work, so why don't we just label the kanim, this is the dama sa'ir, this is the dama par, and then we can have two. It doesn't have to like hold one and pick up the other one before he puts the other one down. It says the Gemara Mishum Chulshit the Kohen Gadol Avadaite. He has so much on his mind, even just to read the words. It's unbelievable. Right? We don't think he's even going to read properly. Right? Lava Daite. He's focusing on not spilling, and therefore we don't trust him even in this. The Lote Ma'achi, because if you don't say this, Belok Siva Nami, forget the Ksiva. Hainarish Vaizutar. There's so much blood in the Par one than in the Seir one. What would he need even the Ksiva for? It must be. We don't think he's gonna be able to focus. Vachite Malo Makabale Kuli. And if you want to say no, there's really the same amount of in each one. You didn't warm a kabbal all of it? No. V'yamar Rav Yehuda hashochid, as we had earlier. Tzorach shi kabbal is called dama shapar. Shemar ves called dama par yishpoch. El yisarim is beach. So you see, the bloods are different. So just like we don't assume he's going to focus on the blood, we don't assume he's going to focus on the ksiva. V'chi tema dilma mishtapach minei. And if you want to say, well, no, maybe you're makabal all of it, but then in the cup, some of it spilled out and it's still the same amount, there's still a difference. Hai chiva v'hai sumach. This is lighter red and this is a deeper red. So there's a difference. Ella, you have to say, mishum chosha dekoin gadol avadaite, because the Kohen Gadol has a lot of else on his mind. It's a very pressured day. He's not going to be focusing. So too, because of the Chulsha, the Kohen Gadol, even if you write it, he is not going to focus. I saw some of the Bali Musar say, just to read what it says. The Satan is Makatrig. The Satan is Makatrig. Oh, he doesn't have Kavana. He doesn't have power on Yom Kippur. I thought he doesn't have the power, but they say, maybe, you know, he's gonna try to make it hard for the Kohen Gadol. Okay. Either way, but it's lava daite, and therefore we are worried. Ahuda nachas kamei de Rava. One time there was a chazan that went to Davin in Rava Shul, Amar, Yatza Vahini, and he was saying the Avoda. You see how ancient it is, the minog of saying the Avoda in Shul, going back to the Amoron. Yatza Vahini Chual Khan Sheni Shebehechal. He comes down and he puts down the Khan on the second stand, which sounds like the Rabbanan. Not al dama par, v'iniach dama sar. He takes the pars and he puts down the sa'irs. That sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, Rava says, Chadek Rabbanan v'chadek Rabbi Yehuda. What are you doing? I guess they didn't have fixed machzorim yet, right? So what are you doing? You're saying the avoda one like Rabbi Yehuda, one like the Rabbanan. So, okay, you're right, I switched it. Hiniach damasar v'nalta damatar. He put down the damasar first on the one stand, and then he picks up the damasar on the other stand, meaning like the Rabbanan. Two other points. First is the Ramon Arachayim in Kuf Mem Zayin. The Ramon Arachayim Kuf Mem Zayin, what do we paskin? You put one down first, and then you pick it up. The Ramon Kuf Mem Zayin talks about, on a day in Shul that you have two Sifrei Torah. Two Sifrei Torah. How do you deal with two Sifrei Torah in Shul? So says the Rama, Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Ches. Kuf Mem Zayim Sif Ches. Says the Shulchan Aruch. B'yom she'ish bo shnei Sifrei Torah. Lo yiftechu ha'shniya v'lo yasira ma'pa she'igalo ha'risho. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch says, one should not open up the second Torah until the first one is finished being covered. And niglal. Right, that's something that not everybody realizes, that Shulchan Aruch, because you want to save time, Torah the Sibura, right, when the guy's still doing Hagbah, you're already opening up the second Sefer Torah. No, you have to close the first one up, and then the Ramah says, V'ein Mesalkin Arishon Eshekarei Nichu Ashniya LaShulchan. Don't do Hagbah on the first one before you put the second one down. The Bima should not be left empty. Shelo Yasichu Daita Min HaMitzvahs. You don't have a Hesach Hadas. You don't think, oh, Kriya Sefer is finished, and then put it down. No. You have to put the second one down first, and then pick up the first one. U'motzin shnei asfarim ka'achas, you take both of them out at once. V'tov sanashni at sha'achas shakar l'rishona. You don't leave one in the aron, and then take it out when the first one's finished. You take both of them out the first time, and then. So the Magen Avraham here discusses, does this fit into what we do on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, what do? We put down the Kan, we finish with that one, and then we take out the next one. So why don't we finish with the first Sefer Torah, put it back, and then take out the second one? Sounds like you're not worried. So that's a look at the Magen Avraham discusses our Gemara right there relating to the dealing with the two kanim of blood, the two Sifrei Torah. Number two, the other issue I wanted to end off with is a very tragic case, but it's an amazing discussion related to Bishum Chulsha de Kohen Gadol. The Rav Zilberstein discusses Rachmana Litzlan. There was a story, Maisa Barofi Meredim Chutz La'aretz. There was an anesthesiologist in Chutz La'aretz that was doing a minor surgery on a child, and he was getting some medicines, and b'makom leftoach es beres hachamtzan, instead of giving the child oxygen, he gave the child certain anesthesia, which came out later, and after about 5 minutes he realized it, he stopped it, but it was too late, and the child died. And the son, and the father went crazy, the father tried to commit suicide, and they prevented it from him, and they did chakiris, obviously, and it was found out, but it wasn't done in the courts. The hospital did their own internal checks, and it was found out that this anesthesiologist was poshea, meaning he made a mistake. He was nichshal. Why was he nichshal? He was a great doctor. So it came out that he had been working since 6 o'clock in the morning, and this was 11 o'clock at night. The crazy schedule that the hanhala of the hospital made in these serious procedures. So he was nisrashel. It was his fault. But partially, he was put into the situation because, this is the schedule that the hospital gave him. So the question that he's a frum Jew. He was asked, do I have to go to the authorities to explain what happened? The hospital did its own investigation, and they weren't firing him, it sounds like. But the question is, does he have to go to the authorities to say, this is what happened, and it was my fault, which probably would mean he would lose his license, which probably would mean that maybe they'll press criminal charges against him. Whatever it is, does he have a chiv to do that? Right? Chulsha de Kohen Gadol. Right? Chulsha de anesthesiologist. So, he said, I asked Rabbi Yashiv, my father-in-law, and Rabbi Yashiv said, based on four reasons, he does not have to. He does not have to. He says, number one, you have to be worried that the father of the kid's going to kill you. Right? If you try to commit suicide and he's crazy, he says, you have to be worried that if this is found out, you have to be worried about that. Number two, lefi din Torah, according to Torah law, if it was a bezin, would this guy be chayav misa? No. It was karov lamezid, but it wasn't mezid. It wasn't atzra. He didn't do it maliciously. We wouldn't even lock him up in jail. We know the Gemara talks about if there's somebody dangerous out on the street. Right, that's killing people. Even without witnesses, we can throw him into a kippah. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. That's not the case here. Seems to be a respectable doctor who had this terrible, terrible mistake. Number three, he quotes other sources when there is any type of limud zchus of v'hitzilu ha'eda. So he says v'hitzilu ha'eda. He says here, and it says you have to worry about the menial. He's the one that also has to do tshuva. Odosif Morichami. And then he says, Ein Chiv al Adam lahaskir atzmo lebezdin kedesha ya'ani shuhu. Ein Adam eis amasmo rush. There's no Chiv to come to Bezdin in order to get the punishment. V'afilu kasher ha'onish magiyalo min adin. Even if a person deserves it. He says, Amnam yesh makam l'rofei lachsof et ho'emet, ilu ha'yibiyatim l'takein. The only thing I could say is, says Rav Yashiv, if by going out, you think that the entire system is going to be able to change, and therefore the schedules of anesthesiologists throughout the country would be able not to be so So then you're saving lives. So then I would say, you know, you have a chiyuv to do it. But he says, safek gadolim yala biyad harofe. I'm not so sure that this would happen in this case. There are already laws in place. Mishum kach, heshev li morichami, sharofe yifane l'rav, sheyireo darkei tshuva v'kapara. Aval eino chay lachsov et atzmo lefnei ashel tonos. V'yoleinu ladas, sharofe shehemis. And ultimately, Rav Yashiv says, I guess trying to give a nechama also to this doctor, Kodesh Baruch Hu was in charge. V'harofe eino ki imze shenivchar lios hamemis. V'chayev lachzer betruva. V'tov yasem yomar kaddish al hayeled. O she yizkar misha yomar kaddish. V'yizkar kol yumechayev as yom hayardzeit. V'yilmod mishnayis le'ilui nishmaso. V'harofe atzmo yarbe yirashamayim v'yashkiach al maisav. Ba'yishanashuv maisa ke'enze. That's a gadol hador. That's a gadol hador. The gam ha-menahel, she'ilet as a merdim, lavo chos rabos, ve'ekach kach, v'chot e'irahen yis'ason, gam huzakuk l'kapara. She'hari hazilzol b'chayim maschil mikach, shamamunim ala rofim, lomonim sidrei avoda kashim. So that is a major, major tshuva. Rav Yashiv, again, you need a gadol hador to answer that question. Right here in the Chashuk Yechemed, chol she'd the kohen gadol. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem. If you expected to get at it early today, so I don't know if I apologize or I don't apologize, but Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.